Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at the astrological energies from October 23rd until October 30th, as we are now in Scorpio season, and the energies of deep transformation continue to move us forward, certainly in this Scorpio season, which is bigger and more intense than ones we've had in recent years. Now, ever since we had that Aries full moon, we have been moving through a pressure cooker requiring us to stay conscious, intentional, and energetically aware of what we're feeling, what is speaking to our energy, and what we want to manifest. This is a time period where emotional energy is heightened. I will get into that here in just a moment, but it's also a time of a grander cycle unfolding. And when we move through these grand cycles, they take more time to unfold. We have to tend to our energy with greater self-awareness. We have to stay focused on not only the long term, but the short term and the everyday. And that is certainly the case right now, where you could feel that your awareness is absolutely connected to something in the future, but you're needing to remain grounded and strong in the present moment. I feel that we have more multidimensional energies working with us regularly, and that we are feeling the timeline overlaps and the timeline shifts as they ebb and flow for each of us individually. Because even though we are all a part of the grander energy cycle and collective consciousness, we are each individual frequencies holding and maintaining a very special vibration and even an individual algorithm. Your energy is your own algorithm. It's your own essence. It's connected to your soul growth as well as your soul's limitless experiences. And here we find us moving through this grand cycle of evolution, and it could feel like there's so much going on. The overwhelm is easy. We are overly stimulated and bombarded by non-stop information and communications. And I feel that this Scorpio season, where we actually have quite a few planets in water signs, it is more essential to silence the mind, retract from the external, and really dig in to what your soul is beautifully saying to you. And to know that stepping away from the rational mind and our logical programming is important. It isn't always supported. It isn't part of our natural social programming. But when you remove yourself from everything in the external and you find time to put your hand on your heart, close your eyes, and listen from within, a whole new world of messages, insights, and information rises up. And that would be one of the best gifts to give yourself as we move through this next week and continue through Scorpio season. All three personal planets are making exact aspects this week, which we will discuss, specifically Mercury in Scorpio, Venus in Sagittarius, and Mars in Cancer are each interacting with outer planets. Plus, we have the three most outer planets still in a dynamic minor grand trine. It's also known as a small talent triangle. And then we're going to see the formation of a cradle pattern. A cradle is also known as a trapeze, and it's where we now have this Mars in Cancer interacting powerfully with all three outer planets. So I will be touching on that as well in today's show. I'm going to begin with the daily aspects, which starts with this Mars in Cancer sextiling Uranus retrograde in Taurus at 26 degrees on October 24th, before Mars in Cancer then moves on and trines Neptune retrograde in Pisces at 27 degrees on October 28th. So we have a period of time where Mars in Cancer is interacting powerfully and positively with both Uranus and Neptune. Both of these outer planets are retrograde, and what they are activating in Mars is stirring up more of how he truly feels and what he truly wants as he expresses it through his sense of emotional empowerment in Mars in Cancer. Now, it's important to understand that Mars is known as the Roman god of war. He was the son of Jupiter and Juno, and he was known for being the protector of Rome. Not only was he known for being powerful with protecting the city and, of course, military strategy, running the army, leading soldiers, and of course, being a catalyst for action and forward movement that could be quite devastating. Since when you're dealing with war and bloodshed, you are in those intense primal energies. Now this Mars in Cancer is connecting to his heart and looking at where those defense systems are too rigid, there's too much of an edge, what needs to be softened a bit, while understanding that doesn't make one weak or overly vulnerable. Rather, it's how to understand that a connection to the heart can strengthen determination and going after what you want. So this Mars in Cancer is meeting up with the outer planets that evolve his limited perspective. And so as Mars sextiles Uranus in Taurus at 26 degrees on October 24th, this can be a surprising development that he needs to adapt to or understand. This is the energy of a creative desire here, the need to work with what you got, to see it in a new light, to make necessary changes, and even allow yourself to hold back, to be patient, to not feel like you have to storm ahead or rush forward. Because when Mars in Cancer interacts with this Uranus in Taurus, there can be a sense of, I'm okay just allowing things to reveal themselves to me. It's a more receptive, passive energy. And it's by holding back that you could be positively surprised. So this energy between Mars and Uranus is asking you to perhaps not respond, not react, not do something impulsively, which that Mars in Cancer can do, but rather allow the higher consciousness of Uranus to evolve your patience, kindness, and understanding in a way that allows something to be brought to you. Then Mars moves ahead and interacts with Neptune through a trine that's exact on October 28th. This happens at 27 degrees, Mars in Cancer trining Neptune retrograde in Pisces. And the trine is one of intuitive support, getting a download and an understanding of the bigger picture. Here comes Neptune removing anything that Mars in Cancer has overdeveloped, such as a defense system, a fortress of some kind, any type of overprotection. This Neptune trine is going to wash that away and open up this Mars in Cancer to receive and to trust that you don't have to do it on your own or all alone. This is also a quieter, softer energy that asks us to flow with the feminine expressions that Mars doesn't typically choose or move towards. But this also is similar to that interaction with Uranus, where it's necessary to lean back, exhale, hold tight, don't force the river, but allow the universe to bring something to you and to move an energy through you that allows you to release and to not hold on so tight, perhaps, to anything you've been locked into. Now, I feel this is important to note because not only is this Mars in Cancer interacting with Uranus and Neptune, but of course, this Mars is opposing Pluto in Capricorn at 29 degrees and reaching the very end of Capricorn as this Pluto's at 29 degrees 40 minutes. And what we have is a Mars who actually is afraid to put down his defense mechanisms because he's approaching and feeling this opposition to the powerful Plutonic energies that are bigger than him. And so there's a sense of, I've got to be on guard. I need to stay aware. I can't just turn the other cheek or let something go. But how do I work with this energy so that I feel empowered? I feel strong, but I know I'm not alone. I know I'm connected to a much bigger cycle and a bigger support system of energy that I can trust as it flows through me. And as this Mars moves through these last degrees of Cancer, a few things to note here. First, this Mars is in his shadow zone, meaning he comes back and will move over these same degree points two more times in 2025. He is in his shadow zone where he'll have his retrograde. So whatever is coming up for you, especially if you have planets or points in the late degrees of the cardinal signs, so the late degrees of Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, this Mars is going to be working with you with these same themes into 2025, specifically into May 2025. So you are getting a heads up right now of what that is, what that looks like, specifically as it relates to the house in your astrology chart that has the late degrees of Cancer. The Mars retrograde doesn't begin until December 6th at 6 degrees of Leo. And Mars will voyage back to 17 degrees of Cancer. So that's the full territory that this Mars retrograde is covering. 17 degrees of Cancer to 6 degrees of Leo. He's in that zone now. He's stirring things up, giving you an understanding of more you need to work through and process that will come back around, especially the first half of next year. So this is one way that the astrological cycles bring us great insights and understanding into the assignment at hand. So the second thing, not only is this Mars then in shadow territory of his upcoming retrograde, but he's also creating what's called a cradle in these aspects. A cradle aspect is when two planets are in opposition, Mars in Cancer, opposing Pluto in Capricorn, and both are supported by two other planets. In this case, Uranus in Taurus and Neptune in Pisces. The cradle looks like a trapezoid, and it includes not only that one opposition, but it has two trines and three sextiles. So as we look at this pattern, there is an understanding that the changes that are occurring are for the betterment of where we need to go. There's necessary work to be done here. There's necessary changes in motion. But with three sextiles and two trines, this is the time of being divinely supported in evolving us forward through the discomfort. The discomfort is real. That opposition is intense. It's contentious. It's divisive. It's polarizing. Can you think of anything that might be bringing up those themes right now on planet Earth? So it's necessary that we are moving through some of these themes because ultimately they're going to help us see things more clearly, to be aware of what we need to know. And that's also a big theme, is that there are things we need to see right now. We can't turn a blind eye. We can't diminish certain truths. We have to call a spade and see things for what they are and see people for who they really are. There are much bigger themes coming up right now that we're seeing that have played out in multiple industries. that overlap, these themes that have persisted on the planet, that have been hidden for decades, are coming to light. And these are exactly the things that are changing and need to change, and that we also need to see realistically without idealizing or downplaying or ignoring. The energy of this cradle lasts into early November, specifically right past the Scorpio new moon, which is on November 1st. And then on November 3rd is when we have the exact opposition between Mars in Cancer, Pluto in Capricorn, and then Mars moves into Leo later on the same day on November 3rd. And so this energy we're feeling is really important because it does put a lot on Mars in Cancer, which is the personal planet in this dynamic, which means it's how you are personally feeling and holding the energy. Cancer can be a container of all your feelings, all your expressions, responses, reactions, everything that can ebb and flow and can have multiple expressions that can feel overwhelming at times too. It can feel like a water balloon that's about to burst. So wherever Mars in Cancer is traveling in your chart right now is where you're holding a lot. And it could feel like you're holding it together. It could feel like you're trying to manage everything that is happening around you. That Cancer energy is often accommodating, a caretaker, empathetic, aware, and sensitive. Heightened sensitivity is certainly a part of the collective right now too. So this energy continues again into early November, and it's important to understand that it's what we have to manage the most responsibly, where we have to be mature with whatever is rising up or churning within, that it will be necessary to have movement. And that is part of how that Cancer energy can ultimately be healthy and effective. Move the body, move the emotions, move the feelings, whether that is talking it out, crying it out, walking it out. Cancer needs to flow, needs that movement, and needs to allow the full spectrum of feelings to be valid, where you don't shut down where you're angry or pissed off, and you don't diminish if you're resentful or bitter. You know, this is just part of the human experience. All feelings are valid, but all feelings require a certain level of responsibility in terms of how they are expressed and how they come out. So this can be a time to stay more conscious of what you're feeling and to allow that to be a teacher or a guide that reveals some bigger, deeper themes. So a very big Mars in Cancer this week. Additionally, we're going to see Venus in Sagittarius square Saturn retrograde in Pisces at 13 degrees on October 28th. Now, Venus in Sagittarius loves more, loves bigger, is about extravagance and best case scenarios, and lives with a certain idealism and positivity that can be quite contagious. But when she has a square to Saturn retrograde in Pisces, this is Saturn shaking his head no and saying, it's too much. It's too much. It's overboard. Can't handle it all. Bit off more than you can chew. You've paid more than you can financially manage. This is all excessive. So keep in mind, October 28th could be a day of getting a reality check of what you need to reel in. This can also be energetically, because that Venus in Sag, again, she can be quite ungrounded and be off on the next adventure and exploring the next cool thing and be out of touch with what's really happening on a day-to-day basis. Like, this is a very ungrounded energy. And so there could even be a desire to disassociate and detach. You know, the energy is getting so big, or someone says something, or this is happening over here, and you're like, I can't deal with all this. I'm done. I don't want this. I can't even look at it. And by the way, everyone is wrong. And that's something that Venus in Sag can do too, is she will have her opinions and perspectives on matters. So this will be a day to pull it back in, Be very honest with yourself about what is excessive and what is too much, because Venus in Sag is honest. She can be honest with herself and she can see things in hindsight that she might have missed the first time around. So just know that Venus squaring Saturn is often a day of having lower expectations, spending less, being more frugal, not making any big financial decisions. Instead, focus on what you've got and what you can work with, and to also look at what other choices or options you didn't see before. And that would be one of the positive expressions of this particular square, since it's happening in the mutable signs, which can say, all right, plan B didn't work. Let's try plan C, plan D, plan E. So there are going to be options that open up, even if at first you feel stuck or something's at a standstill. Then on October 30th, we have an active Mercury in Scorpio, as this Mercury will oppose Uranus retrograde in Taurus at 25 degrees and then trine Neptune retrograde in Pisces at 27 degrees on October 31st. Mercury is moving fast through Scorpio, which can mean he's getting some very clear and fast intuitive messages. The information is coming through in a way that you can feel it, and there's less room to struggle with it or to doubt it. Rather, it comes through in a way that you're just sensing, this feels accurate, it feels like truth, and it's resonating with me at a very deep level. That Mercury in Scorpio is looking for truth and honesty at all costs. This is the energy also of some brutal expressions where someone is saying exactly what they think, exactly what they feel and what they want. No holding back with that Mercury in Scorpio. It can be quite biting. And sometimes it's mean-spirited, so of course the intention matters. But that Mercury in Scorpio can be a wise counselor, therapist, healer, can support with energetic movement and alchemy, seeing what needs to happen in a situation for deep permanent change. And of course, that can also be used for personal reflection, meaning what are you coming up against? What are the fears? What are the worst case scenarios that have been tumbling around in your mind or keeping you up at night or just there, like you just feel like they're present? Well, this Mercury in Scorpio wants to help you move through it and will give you the strength to do so. So this is an opportunity to just be brutally honest with yourself in saying, I'm scared of XYZ, or I really don't want this energy to play out in a certain way. And sometimes the Mercury in Scorpio can be so locked in to a lower frequency that there's a disconnect from your own power and ultimately a disconnect from your powerful connection to the universe. The universe has unlimited solutions and options for anything in your life. And if you're feeling a fear come up or that you're stuck or that you don't know what to do, you reach that breaking point or you feel like you're at the edge of the cliff, that's where you call on the universe to show you, show me next steps, show me the options, show me what I've missed. Asking for that level of deeper support is something that Scorpio is learning to trust. And there could be some things that come up where you're like, I don't trust that. I don't know if I can trust that. And it's often showing you what hasn't been fully healed or where you're ready to trust at a deeper level. So as this Mercury in Scorpio interacts with both Uranus in Taurus retrograde and Neptune in Pisces retrograde, again, October 30th, October 31st, this is where those bigger universal support systems can come through and surprise you and catch you off guard and be, I never thought that would happen. Or that would show up. And of course, this can be quite positive and uplifting. And I think it's also showing you more of what you are solving. And that Mercury in Scorpio is a detective, is an investigator that wants to get to the heart of a matter. That's why Mercury in Scorpio can be so suspicious as well. As like, I don't know about that. That sounds kind of off. I'm not sure that's the full story, because there's a desire to know more. Now, Mercury is going to continue in Scorpio until November 2nd. and will make a trine to Mars and a sextile to Pluto on November 2nd before moving into Sagittarius. And I did want to touch on that because I think that what is happening, at least in general, so of course, determine if this resonates with you or not. But Mercury is strongest in the mind. Logical, rational, show me what's going on. I want to see the details, the communications, the data. And yet in Scorpio, we feel and know much deeper things are happening that our minds can't completely understand or even compartmentalize. There's something that we're all sensing is this big unraveling, and we have questions. We are perhaps suspicious. You know, we are wondering, what do I believe in? What is true? What is corrupt? What is fraudulent? What is a lie? And that's not wrong to be asking those questions. And so we are dealing with this interesting dynamic between our strong mental capabilities and our emerging trust in our intuition, where we collectively are understanding the energy is speaking louder here. The energy is speaking really loud, and my mind doesn't always get it at times. My mind is trying to understand it, but I can feel it, and I know there's much more going on than meets the eye. So as Mercury in Scorpio makes positive connections here into early November, we're trying to energetically and intuitively figure out what's not being seen, what's below the surface, what's hidden, what's behind closed doors that we all feel and know is real. And I also feel this is definitely part of our multidimensional growth and evolution. It also feels that it's validating of how much we've trusted our intuitive energies and what we're sensing as valid and real. So allow this to be a time when, even if your mind is searching for specific data points or some kind of validation, you're probably not going to get it in the physical world, but you can trust it within yourself and with what you're feeling. We're moving towards a powerful Scorpio new moon, and I have that video for you on YouTube going through that astrology chart. It occurs right before the U.S. elections on November 5th, and it also involves the Pluto opposing Mars energies that I've mentioned in today's show, and I'm sure you've heard about. It's important to note that we are still in the Pluto return of the USA, and that's because Pluto is only 2 degrees away from that 27 degree point in the USA natal chart. So it is still in motion. It is still strong in this current cycle. Additionally, we also have a Chiron return occurring in the USA chart. The Chiron is at 20 degrees of Aries in 8 minutes, and that relates to healing a sense of self, healing what it means to be a sovereign individual. That Aries energy relates to our primal needs, including how we go for what we want, feeling free and independent. It relates to the root chakra and trusting your gut, trusting yourself, primal desires, primal needs. It relates to the body, your physicality, sexuality. And so all of these themes are coming up during a Chiron return for greater healing. And of course, that means these are the issues that also come up in the collective: healing sexual abuse, healing one's own leadership ability, and standing in a sense of self that is loved and empowered. Aries also relates to the blood, bloodlines, adrenaline, the energy that pulses through your physical self and is part of your life force. And it brings up questions of, can I do this on my own? Am I courageous enough to go my own way? Can I follow what's true for me and trust the beginnings that are unfolding? So this is all happening again in the collective, but also at an individual level. This is where people could be struggling to figure out their life steps and if they are capable in choosing what they want. This can be a side effect, of course, of being overly invested in what is falling away and deconstructing on the planet. There are energies that are made to no longer persist on the planet. They're meant to be destroyed. They don't have the best and highest intention for humanity in mind. These are the energies of questioning leadership, questioning who's in charge and why. What are the corrupt power games that have been in motion for decades that have been hidden from the public or at least shunned? Anyone who spoke about them was immediately ostracized or vilified or worse. When I see these energies of the Pluto return in Capricorn and the Chiron return in Aries, bringing up the themes of leadership, new directions, where we go from here, understanding what is best for me and what is best for us, having an understanding as well that who we call leaders might not be qualified for what we want or for the new earth energies that we desire and want to co-create. And so we can each be struggling with a deep knowingness in our bodies, in our souls, that we are stepping up to become the leaders that we need and that we want. That as the old systems self-destruct and are destroyed, those we've put trust and faith in do not deserve it, are not worthy of it. And I feel that we are arriving at an understanding that new leaders are needed and that we are the leaders who are needed in new ways, in new areas of our lives, for others as well as for ourselves. And it reminds me of one of my favorite readings by the Hopi elders. It's called The Prophecy, and it's based on how the Hopi Indians perceived time, and they perceived it in grand cycles. Similar to the Mayans, but also different, the Hopi tribe believed that great world changes happen basically through cataclysmic events related to nature that reflects where humanity is at. And the first world, in their understandings, was destroyed by a comet, asteroid, volcanic eruption, some type of fire element. The second world was destroyed by the Great Ice Age. The third world was described by a huge flood, a huge overwhelming surge of water, and they predict that the fourth world will be ending due to grand weather changes related to earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, wildfires, and erratic climate changes. And I need to insert that with all due respect, I am simply sharing what I have learned, and there are some listening who could certainly be experts in this tribal knowledge and tradition. So please share or correct if I'm getting any of this wrong. I'm an eager student of this information, and I feel that it's quite wise and timely, and it can also benefit these big cycles that we're moving through now. And where I'm going with this is that as I look at the astrology of what is shifting on the planet, and when I see how so much ancient knowledge and wisdom has foretold great changes on the planet, I feel those are the frequencies that we are connecting with and that we're sensing at this time. We sense there are big changes happening on the world. We know this is true. And so we're looking for grounding, comfort, trust, and faith in the process. And this brings me to the poem by the Hopi elders. Perhaps you've heard it. I know I've shared it before. It's called We Are the Ones We've Been Waiting For. You have been telling people that this is the 11th hour. Now you must go back and tell the people that this is the hour and there are things to be considered. Where are you living? What are you doing? What are your relationships? Are you in right relation? Where is your water? Know your garden. It is time to speak your truth. Create your community. Be good to each other. And do not look outside yourself for your leader. Then the elder clasped his hands together, smiled, and said, "This could be a good time. There is a river flowing now very fast. It is so great and swift that there are those who will be afraid. They will try to hold on to the shore. They will feel they are being torn apart and will suffer greatly. No, the river has its destination. The elders say we must let go of the shore, push off into the middle of the river, keep our eyes open and our heads above the water. And I say, see who is in there with you and celebrate. At this time in history, we are to take nothing personally, least of all ourselves. For the moment that we do, our spiritual growth and journey come to a halt. The time of the lone wolf is over. Gather yourselves. banish the word struggle from your attitude and your vocabulary. All that we do now must be done in a sacred manner and in celebration. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the ones we've been waiting for. It bears repeating over and over. You've been on your path, making big changes, healing yourself, expanding your spiritual gifts, owning your power, stepping into your mastery. It has been the path of leadership for yourself first, but don't be surprised by who shows up to learn from you and to understand how they can do it for themselves. Our ability to demonstrate more of our authentic, healed selves is the true gold on the planet at this time. And if you're thinking or expecting leadership to only be on a ballot or in a certain position with a certain title, those days are over and ending. That's what's crashing down. So take the higher long-term perspective that where we're going is going to require more from each of us to pave the way, to be empowered individuals who know we are here to co-create what we want on this planet together. And this is where we're going, because humanity has already passed that tipping point in consciousness. And it's important to keep that in mind during these very big energy cycles. And at a soul level, we each raised our hands and said, I want to be there. I want to show up. I want to contribute. I want to participate. I want to be in this cycle of grand change. And I know that my frequencies and my authentic self can beautifully support where we're going next. Because this is above and beyond politics and business and finance and education. All of those systems are going to be recreated with these new energies at some point. And that's where we're going further down the line. And it requires the consciousness and energy of empowered individuals, because the second half of this decade is only accelerating. It's only going faster. Prepare for warp speed travel, because it is going to get pretty wild here as we move ahead in the next few years. Basically, planet Earth is the place to be. Now, for those of you who are Scorpios and you have a birthday happening right now, happy birthday. It's important to know your solar return chart. So be sure and check out that class that I offer. For those of you who have already purchased it, be sure to sign back in to look at your solar return chart for 2024. And if you haven't already purchased it, but you're ready to do so, you can check it out for 50% off with coupon code BIRTHDAY. And this is an online course where I teach you how to understand your solar return, which gives you a heads up into what the next 12 months is going to bring up for you. And I feel like that's really important in Scorpio season because of all these big dynamic energies we have going on. And I also have more of a beginner level course that I just released called Your Cosmic Codes, 12 Universal Spiritual Laws in Your Astrology Chart. This is a great way to see how you are beautifully encoded with a direct connection to certain universal spiritual laws. Now, we all have access to all of them, but you might be surprised at which ones are really strong and prominent in your chart. So this is a beginner level course, and it's designed to help you make some more connections around the energies in your chart and just gives you a new lens in understanding your astrology chart. So be sure and check that out too. Again, that's called Your Cosmic Codes, 12 Universal Spiritual Laws in Your Astrology Chart. As always, thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back every Monday and Wednesday for a new podcast episode. And be sure to check out my YouTube channel where I go over that Scorpio new moon. Plus, I have a video on the minor grand trine energies between the three outer planets that was especially strong in September and now into October, as well as a ton of playlists. So if you're looking for ways to learn more about astrology, do check that out. Take good care, wishing you a beautiful week ahead, and I will see you back here very soon.